Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a relationship with Jesus. Bible bits from Hebrews. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Bold access in faith. Besides the President of the United States, only select persons may gain access to the White House, Washington, D.C. The exceptions are planned times when the public may visit. What about access to God's holy throne of grace? The Lord gave specific instructions to Moses. Exodus chapter 26, verse 31 to 33. You shall make a veil woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artistic design of cherubim. You shall hang it upon the four pillars of acacia wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be gold upon four sockets of silver. And you shall hang the veil from the clasps. Then you shall bring the ark of the testimony in there behind the veil. The veil shall be a divider for you between the holy place and the most holy. Look at Leviticus chapter 16, verse 2. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time to the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat, which is on the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Then if you drop all the way down to verse 29 of that same chapter, Leviticus 16, this shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. For on that day, the priest shall make atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before your Lord. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever. And the priest who is anointed and consecrated to minister as priest in his father's place shall make atonement and put on the linen cloths, the holy garments. Then he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make atonement for the tabernacle of meeting and for the altar, and he shall make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. This shall be an everlasting statute for you to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. A special prepared priest could go into the Holy of Holies once a year, seeking atonement for everyone's sins. That's the way it was for many, many years until Matthew 27 and verse 51. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and the rocks were split. That was no coincidence of events. Jesus provided access to the Father, to his presence there in the temple, and for us in Christ. Let's read our text in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25, and just kind of bring this together. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. The Apostle Paul told of this access in Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. We are exhorted to take advantage of the access in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Without God's mercy of forgiveness, we remain in sin and are of no benefit to the cause of Christ in the world. Without God's grace, we are powerless as Christians against a powerful enemy, Satan. Without prayer, a Christian will accomplish very little. Without prayer, a church will accomplish very little. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 down to verse 22. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. You think about that, and you have a great day.